Dr. John McArdle is the 16th Vice Chancellor of SWANE, the University of the South, my alma mater. And this time next year, there will be a 17th. He's leaving the position. But he's done a lot during the interim, and we have one last conversation with him. Dr. McArdle, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.
So the last time we talked, I think it was the last time we talked, you had just shaken up the whole academic world and made literally headlines around the world. I read this story when I was in London. You were freezing tuition so that a freshman knew exactly what they'd be paying for tuition the senior year. That was revolutionary at the time.
We did do that. We cut the sticker price to begin with by 10% across the board. And then we said to every family, what you pay in year one, you will pay in years two, three, and four. That was part of a larger strategy to grow the size of the student body. And over the period of time that followed, we managed to grow applications, so the quality of the student body did not at all diminish, and we were able to grow the student body at the same time. This is one of those rare occasions, as I've often said, where a president of a university and the institution itself appears on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in an article where the word indictment is nowhere to be found.
No, it really was because, and the thing is, happily, there are a lot of efforts to try to make it a better value or bring the price down. We had T.D. Jakes on, the bishop, last week, and he started a new foundation to try to raise money for STEM education for people in need. One of the things you've done is come up with this SWANE promise, right? Tell us about that.
Well, I think there's a context for this that all of us in higher education are aware of and attempting to prepare for. And that is that in the year 2026, the number of 18-year-olds is going to decline immediately and precipitously and take quite a while to recover. Now, there are a lot of explanations for that, but one of them, and a significant one, is that in 2008, 18 years before, during the depths of the recession, families simply stopped having children. And the demographic effect of that has been working its way through educational systems ever since. So we've seen this coming. We know how many 18-year-olds are going to be 18 years from now. At the same time, we grew our student body at the right time in the right way. Once your enrollment levels off, as ours has, maintaining a four-year tuition freeze becomes considerably more difficult. And so as we have moved on from that change, we have done something that I think in many ways is even more attractive to prospective students and their families, and that's to make what you identify as the SWANE Pledge. That is a guarantee of graduation in 4 years. That is a guarantee of a paid internship or research opportunity, and a guarantee of at least one semester abroad with full financial aid that is portable. And to say the semester, I think, is differentiate us from a number of other schools who will say, well, we'll give you time abroad, but maybe in the summer, it may be between the first and second semesters. This is the real deal, and it's there for all students. And so we think it is helping us to continue to attract students and prepare for the demographic cliff.
As a parent, I could appreciate that. What I could appreciate a lot more is you cutting tuition in half. Like I say, there have been a lot of efforts. T.D. Jakes with STEM, one of the founders of Home Depot, stood up in front of the medical school of NYU and said, you're all here for free from this point on, and we've got your tuition covered. There aren't very many, you know, magic wands out there, but something's got to be done, doesn't it?
Well, there's some candidates for office who are promising that if we elect them, they will wave their wand, but I think that every time you explore promises like that, you realize that they really are impossible to carry out or sustain. I do think that one consequence of our decision 10 years ago has been that we have continued to show restraint. I think that we have now made ourselves, we've now, as a result of a successful capital campaign, been able to add an additional element to the SWANE Pledge, which is that we will meet the full demonstrated need of every student we admit. That too, I think, is something that is appealing to students and their families, and it's something that, frankly, only a very small number of institutions are able to promise.
It seems like here you're in a position right now of looking back through your career in colleges and at SWANE and Middlebury. Has tuition always increased at some geometric figure of the rate of inflation in this country?
Well, it has increased regularly and consistently at most places. And I've been doing this long enough to remember that there were thresholds at 10,000 and 15,000 at 20,000 where we heard people saying, and ourselves were concerned, that this is going to be, this is the ceiling. This is where the buck is going to stop. And yet it hasn't. And so somewhere out there, I'm certain, is a number where the public will simply say enough. But the other side of that is that there are more than 3,000 colleges and universities in the country. There's more than one that will be a good fit for a young person. And the prices that those places charge vary considerably. The concern about the cost of higher education seems focused principally on those institutions that are considered to be the most elite and the most competitive. And while that, of course, makes it no less of an issue, it's a mistake necessarily to think that this is an issue across the whole spectrum of academic institutions. People like me, who are presidents of particular institutions, worry about those institutions more than they do about the field as a whole. But there's no question that this relationship of price and cost and value is constantly before us. And of course, price and cost are not synonymous. And in the end of the day, the calculation as to value is what determines how long the line at your admissions office is.
Is this a phenomenon unique to the United States, or is this shared in other countries? Do they have the same challenges with their advanced education?
Well, in most other places, there's an expectation, I think, that the state will play more of a role than the state is expected to play in this country, which is what makes the current campaign season so interesting in the proposals being advanced by certain candidates. And in the same way that private philanthropy is not necessarily a common practice beyond this country, so is it the case that the expectation of who pays for higher education is much more considered to be an individual responsibility.
John McArdle is wrapping up his tenure as 16th Vice Chancellor of Suwannee, the University of the South. We appreciate the time and wish you all the luck in the future.
Thank you, David, and Alma Mater is very proud of you as well.
Thank you. And for more of our conversation with Dr. McArdle, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.